The Doll Shop Downstairs by Jonas Zeldis McDonough. Our picnic in the park is so much fun. Papa sings funny little songs for us. Mama points out the birds she recognizes. A robin with his red breast. A blue jay with his bright feathers. After we've eaten the sandwiches and the pickles, Trudy pokes around in our picnic basket. "What are you looking for?" Papa asks her. "Dessert," she says, continuing to hunt. "Dessert? Why, I didn't know you girls even like dessert," Papa says. But you can tell he's teasing her. "Where did you hide it, Papa?" says Trudy. She's abandoned the basket and is pulling on Papa's hand. "Over there," Papa says. He points toward a bald, tubby man selling ice cream cones from a cart. "Ice cream!" cries Trudy, and she runs ahead while Sophie and I help Mama gather up our things. When we all reach the cart, Sophie picks chocolate and Trudy picks strawberry. I'm torn between vanilla, my favorite flavor, and strawberry because Trudy's looks so tempting. After standing there for 5 minutes while everyone waits for me to choose, I finally decide to get vanilla. I know it will taste good, and I tell myself I can get strawberry another time, even though ice cream is a special treat and we don't get it often. I am just about to take a lick when Trudy yanks on my sleeve. "Here," she says, holding her cone up towards my face. "You can try some of mine." "Delicious," I say, swirling my tongue across the creamy cold pink of it. "Just delicious." In Cold Blood by Truman Capote. It had begun a long time ago, 11 years ago, in the autumn of 1948, when Wells was 19. He was sort of drifting around the country, taking jobs as they came, as he recalled. "One way or another, I found myself out there in western Kansas, near the Colorado border. I was hunting work and asking round. I heard maybe they could use a hand over to River Valley Farm. That's how we called his place, Mr. Clutter did. Sure enough, he put me on. I stayed there, I guess, a year, all that winter, anyway. And when I left, it was just 'cause I was feeling kind of footy. Wanted to move on. Not account of any quarrel with Mr. Clutter. He treated me fine, same as he treated everybody that worked for him. Like, if you was a little short before payday, he'd always hand you a 10 or a 5. He paid good wages, and if you deserved it, he was quick to give you a bonus. The fact is, I liked Mr. Clutter and the 4 kids. When I knew them, the youngest 2, the ones that got killed, Nancy and the little boy that wore glasses, they were only babies, maybe 5 or 6 years old. The other 2, one was called Beverly. The other girl, I don't remember her name. They were already in a high school. A nice family. Real nice. I never forgot them. When I left there, it was sometime in 1949. I got married. I got divorced. The army took me. Other stuff happened. Time went by, you might say. And in 1959, June 1959, 10 years since I last seen Mr. Clutter, I got sent to Lansing because of breaking into this appliance store. Electrical appliances. What I had in mind was I wanted to get a hold of some electrical lawnmowers.
A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. If you are awake enough, aware enough, to be able to observe how you interact with other people, you may detect subtle changes in your speech, attitude, and behavior depending on the person you are interacting with. At first, it may be easier to observe this in others. Then you may also detect it in yourself. The way in which you speak to the chairman of the company may be different in subtle ways from how you would speak to the janitor. How you speak to a child may be different from how you speak to an adult. Why is that? You are not yourself, neither with the chairman, nor the janitor, or the child. When you walk into a store to buy something, when you go to a restaurant, the bank, the post office, you may find yourself slipping into pre-established social roles. You may be treated by the salesperson or waiter who is also playing a role, as a customer. A range of conditioned patterns of behavior come into effect between 2 human beings that determine the nature of the interaction. Instead of human beings, conceptual images are interacting with each other. The more identified people are with their respective roles, the more inauthentic the relationships become.